let's begin with this. This team appeared to be dead only a couple of weeks back, but then they go and make this move for Stroman. I'm guessing, you know, with you and your colleagues in the media there, you're probably all scratching your head. I don't know one person nationally that said, that's a great move for the Mets. But how big of a spark was it for the team by not only adding him, but then keeping Thor and Wheeler?
Well, I pushed for that. That was my, you know, I looked just going in, keep them both, and basically let these guys grow together, and they have. And here's the thing. It's become prospects over parades in MLB now. You know, teams worry more about their prospects. And Brody, I had a long talk with Brody in Miami. We really shook it out for like a half hour, just me and him, about things. And he's not hooked up to any of these guys, these prospects. They're just simply prospects to him. So he's willing to make a gamble. When you make a move like that, like the Stroman move, it energizes the clubhouse. And that's what happens. And even to some extent, the Yankees are still doing well, but to some extent, the Yankees players, and I know I talk to the players, I cover both teams, they get very disappointed. There's almost a letdown if you don't make a trade. Now, on the reverse of that, the Mets make the trade. It's kind of like the last chance city. And Stroman comes in, and here's the key. He's an energy guy. He's got to pitch well tonight. We'll see how it goes. But he's an energy guy, and he lifts the energy in that room. They already have some talent. They've made some minor adjustments, especially Thor and Wheeler with their front foot. They've closed their front foot a little bit, especially from the stretch, obviously. But that's giving them a little bit more accuracy and made them better. So physically, you're better. Mentally, you're better. And energy, you're better. So that's a win-win-win, and that's what they've done.